Health officials have said that considering the gravity of the situation, that this is their last plea. The situation in hospitals and emergency services is described as being chaotic and dangerous, but you might argue that the government is still giving the protesters quite some leeway. They're telling them that if they do get back to work by the end of the month, then they won't be held responsible for what's happening. They're also telling them that that is where they will be heard most loudly and effectively when they are on the side of the patients. But as you mentioned, they could face suspensions, minimum suspensions of 3 months of their licenses if they don't get back to work by that deadline.